the radio play-by-play voice for the Michigan State Spartan football and men's basketball team. He is also the voice of the Pistons. George Blaha's on the other end of our line. George, how are you?
Morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. George, where were you on 9/11/2001? As that day unfolded, what were you thinking, and what do you think about that now when you look back on it?
Well, it was a horrible day. I happened to be on a media tour with the Pistons, and the first time I heard about the plane flying into the World Trade Center, I was standing in the gymnasium at Okemos High School. Piston then head coach Rick Carlisle was giving a short speech to an assembly, and one of the administrators for the school came up to me and said, I don't know if you've heard, but it's all over the television and radio right now that a plane has flown into the World Trade Center. Rick was almost through with his remarks, so when he finished speaking and signing a few autographs, just a few minutes later, I told him what had happened, and we went back to the team bus and, you know, tried to formulate some kind of game plan. And at that time, we also heard that there were attacks on the Pentagon, so we knew this was serious business, and it was kind of hang on for dear life at that point. But I'll never forget that day, obviously. It's almost, that day reminds me of the day the president was shot, President Kennedy, because it's just ingrained in my memory exactly where I was and what I was doing.
Now, I don't remember the last time you were unemployed, but the NBA and the players are having a hard time coming together for a contract. And just from what you know and what you've seen, what's going on, and is this situation going to be resolved?
Well, Tony, I'm still employed, and because I'm employed, as anybody who works for an NBA team is not allowed to comment on the NBA lockout. So that's all I can tell you.
Well, let's talk Spartan football. They have another game against Florida International. A lot of people expected a blowout versus Youngstown State. We didn't get that. George, after having a week to chew on it, talk about that game and what you learned and what the Spartans are looking to accomplish tomorrow.
Well, first of all, Youngstown State's pretty good. They have 4 4 stars on their team. I'm not sure, you know, schools like Iowa State and some others that are, you know, some struggling teams in major conferences have as many standout players as Youngstown State does. You know, they have they're able to funnel a lot of guys in there who maybe didn't make it academically somewhere else. But in my opinion, and in some of the coaches' opinions, Youngstown State would be one of the leaders in the Mid-America Conference. They lost a lot of tough games last year. I expect them to win 7, 8, maybe even 9 games this year. So, and they play that spread game where it's a hurry-up offense, hard to get pressure on the quarterback. They got a cool customer playing quarterback and a Division I caliber running back. So, they weren't a team that you were going to probably beat 42-10. As a matter of fact, they held them to only 6 points. So I thought the defense played well, and the offense is still, you know, working on getting a couple of young offensive linemen in the groove. The two tackles are brand new. These guys aren't guys that are going to get beat because they don't have the ability, they don't have the physical strength or the quickness or anything. It's just the fact that these guys are new, and it's going to take them, you know, more than a few practices to get ready. But I think they'll be a lot better this week against Florida Atlantic, and they have to really work on their timing and everything, because the following week they go on the road at South Bend.
My observations about this team, and I've been to practices from the spring to the fall and watching the game, is, man, are those guys good? There's a lot of guys that could be playing on a lot of other teams, and I still think that this team is under rated from the aspect of that. You know what? Emotionally, they seem to be pretty stable. They don't get too out of whack, and they're not too worried. They know they're good, and they're just going to go out and play.
I agree with you, Tony. I think, first of all, this is the fifth year of Mark D'Antonio's program. These kids have a lot more confidence than they have in the past, and this is a team that has great depth. They have as much depth as any Spartan football team in years. So they know there are guys behind them who will eventually get to play and play very well. And I believe they have great leadership in Kirk Cousins, among others. And I'll tell you what, they have an all-world kind of receiver in B.J. Cunningham. I think he flies a little bit under the radar nationally, but he's a tempting target. You can see Kirk Cousins when he needs a big play, he's looking B.J.'s way, and why not? This guy catches them all.
All right, George, we'll be listening. Enjoy the broadcast. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.